A very happy new year to you and welcome to the next episode of Upstage's 5 Minutes With podcast. You know, it's interesting. As last year was winding down, I was looking back at some of the things we featured on these podcasts previously, and I've come to realise a lot of it is someone much cleverer than me explaining something to me, and you'll be happy to know that as we start off 2022, today is no exception. So I'm delighted to be joined today by the very clever Rob Morrison from Nifty. Hello, Rob. Welcome.
Hi. Excited to be here.
Now, today's topic, you would really have had to be living under a rock not to have heard of NFTs. They hit the headlines enormously last year, along with Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrency stuff that hit the news. And Rob, now I do know that NFT stands for non-fungible token, which is probably about the unsexiest technology term I think I've ever heard. But tell us, Rob, what is an NFT?
Well, thank you for having me, and I'll be delighted to explain a little bit more about NFTs and what they are and what they can do. But yes, non-fungible tokens, you're right, are certainly a sort of a difficult way to explain something that is essentially a store of value. And NFTs, how we see them as a business, are an opportunity to own a digital asset that is verified and by you, and verified, I mean, by on the blockchain. So we see NFTs as an opportunity to give somebody the opportunity to own a piece of digital real estate or digital asset that they own and is immutably theirs forever, and it's verified as theirs. So an NFT is a complicated landscape, but it's essentially when you understand that the store of value sits within something digital, an NFT provides you with the ability to own that digital asset, and it's yours exclusively.
Now, Rob, there are some crazy prices being paid out there for NFTs. I think I read something about the most profitable NFT ever by an artist called Beeple, a sort of collage of many different images, and it went for millions and millions of dollars. So what's the scale of the market out there? And I guess, do you predict this is something, you know, is it a flash in the pan or is it going to continue to grow?
It's certainly an exciting space that's currently seeing lots of numbers going across it as the market grows. There are billions of dollars being traded monthly at the moment across various marketplaces trading NFTs, and that big number is actually only delivered by a small number of people in the scheme of the world. It's hundreds of thousands of people trading billions of dollars rather than the other way around. So we believe that the market will continue to grow exponentially as more people become adopters of this space and understand what NFTs are, and certainly become more crypto native in terms of their own understanding of cryptocurrency, which is also a big part of the NFT landscape. But yeah, there are some huge numbers being traded. There's only this week there was a huge release of an artifact project that some of the secondary market sales are already in the $700,000-$800,000 mark for a single NFT. And if you minted that at source for less than $1,000, then you've had a very good week. So these sort of prices are not, you know, common. There is volume as well, but yeah, the market is growing exponentially every single day.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because a lot of people, when they think about NFTs, they're thinking about sort of digital Banksy's, you know, the one thing that's suddenly going to blow up and sell for millions of dollars, you know, a piece of art.
Yeah.
And somebody, you know, with a lot of money would like to own that or collect it. But that's obviously a very small part of the market. And Nifty, you've built a whole business around the fact that NFTs are more than that, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Nifty comes to the NFT market from more of a strategic point of view. So we sit on the intersection between NFTs, brands, events, and experiences. And the moment, the focus is certainly on art and collectibles. But there is a huge play that's really not even started yet, which is around brand experience and interaction and community build, which as event or experience people like you are, and like I was for 20 years, that's where I see the huge play being made. It's how you do connect people between experiences. And we've all done events or moments where you have a great experience and you create this amazing experience for people to enjoy. yet you kind of lose them as they walk out the venue with their little goodie bag. And then you, how do you connect them between the next event? And an NFT essentially is something that you can digitally connect them with. You can offer it to them, give it to them. They could buy it. They could be sent it, airdropped it, sign up for it. And it means that you can connect them between these experiences. And for Nifty, that is the big play that we're seeing as we move into next year, where brands are starting to want to build communities outside of their Instagram database, outside of their Twitter database, outside of their own CRM system. They want to connect people with these digital assets and tokens, and then incentivize them to be part of that community or tribe or brand or whatever you want to do. And we see it as a new level of fandom, whether it's sport or brand. It's how do you get people incentivized, and a digital fandom is on its way, and NFTs are just a part of that, and it's an exciting opportunity to talk to brands about.
Yeah, it's an interesting intersection with Upstage, because we obviously are like you, passionate about the idea of building communities, and there are so many exciting and interesting opportunities out there. What are some of the things that brands are using NFTs for from that community building perspective?
Well, there's lots of I suppose examples at the moment where people are trying to get interaction through NFTs. There's been big drops with the Matrix film quite recently, which had a 100,000, I believe, NFTs, which you could get involved. But the queue for that was, 300,000-400,000 people deep, and the site crashed and all these things happened. But, everything's at beta stage, so it's okay. But it's about understanding how you connect people within real life activities. That is going to be incentivized around the film release. And if you have one of those NFTs, and when it becomes real, you're either going to get a red pill or a blue pill, and suddenly you're part of a tribe and there's communication. But we're talking to brands about delivering NFTs to their community or to their fan base, whatever it might be, and then be able to just randomly select people and drop them incentives or give them new experiences or new NFTs. I'm part of a couple of art-based projects where I've bought NFTs, and suddenly you wake up in the morning and you've got another one in your wallet that's been gifted to you that has a certain value. And then suddenly you go, well, actually, I've been rewarded for my commitment to that community, even though I've been in it for a few months. So brands certainly will see the social currency of NFTs being a big play, and having a branded jacket or a pair of shoes or a handbag will be important on the red carpet. But when you're in a social environment, having a NFT connected to that brand in your digital wallet that you can flex and show off will also be a big play in the future for sure.
It's clear, Rob, just talking to you for a very brief time about this, how much business brands are borrowing, imitating, creating an homage to what business to consumer is doing, like the film industry is doing. And there's less of a distinction now between how digital assets can connect people. They don't have to be uninteresting. They don't have to be super clever, but they have to work for a particular brand. And Rob, it's been fascinating talking to you, however briefly, about NFTs. And we'll watch this space, because I think there is so much more that brands are going to be utilizing these NFTs for in the future. So, Rob, thank you for your time. Great to talk. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. Great to talk to you.
And thank you for listening to us today. We'll look forward to speaking with you soon on the next episode of Upstage 5 Minutes With.